How are you? Welcome to Igbo Queer and Unfiltered. My name is Charles Okeke. Hope you've had a wonderful week. I am going to start this by saying something that I normally don't say because I was raised not to curse, to be respectful, to respect your elders, to do all the right things. There's something to be said about a lot of hypocritical religious people, especially religious people from Africa, who think that they are morally better than every gay person on the face of the earth. You will see people who literally are prostitutes, when you look at them. I'm not saying prostitution is a bad thing, but you will look at some of these women who on their Instagram accounts and their TikTok and social media accounts, all they are showing is their ass, their breasts, bare breasts, everything is showing. But you have the audacity to tell me that I'm going to go to hell, that I am shameful, that God will punish me, that I need to repent. I need a lot of these people to actually look internally. Look within yourself and ask yourself questions. Why do you fucking care about somebody who does not have anything to do with you? A lot of you are just wild. I am sick and tired of some of these people who think that they are speaking to a log of wood. At the end of the day, gay people are human beings. We are humans. We have blood in our veins. We have emotions. We struggle like every other human being. LGBTQIA plus individuals are human beings. It is crazy to me how some of you move. And what's so funny is that some of these women who are extremely homophobic are actually twerking for patriarchy and misogyny without realizing that they are doing this. You are literally promoting things that doesn't like you, doesn't love you, doesn't believe that you should be existing, doesn't believe that you have any fucking rights at all. My dear, we LGBTQIA plus individuals are not the reason why your life is miserable. I have said this in so many versions, and some of you need to get a grip. Because at the end of the day, me being a homosexual, me saying that I'm an Igbo gay man doesn't have anything to do with you whatsoever. I am recording this today because this is when I have the time. And the weather has been fantastic. I was vlogging today for YouTube and we went to this wonderful lake. I did not dress appropriately. Sorry, I'm going on a tangent here. I did not dress appropriately. I was wearing what I'm wearing today. These soft denim pants that I'm wearing from H&M, like, picked up dust everywhere. But you know me, I am going to do what I'm going to do. I am going to live my life. I was there with my camera vlogging. This family, grown-up daughters and their father, they were just really, really like looking at me and they were just loving what I was doing. Because one thing we are not going to do is be ashamed holding a camera in the public. I will speak in the public. You can look at me if you want to look at me. People looking at you and staring at you doesn't mean anything bad. People stare out of curiosity. They stare, I'm like, oh God, he's confident. They stare in and they admire you. You never know what can happen. You never know who will come to you and say to you, what do you do? Yari, yari, yada. You never know. So I am going to bring up my camera and do what I want to do, wherever I want to do it, so far as I'm not recording other people. I'm saying this to say that I said to myself that I will not explain myself anymore to anybody. Be it my sisters, my brothers, my uncles, everybody, my boss. I'm not going to explain who I am to you ever again. And this is not because of I don't care, not because of I am arrogant. No, these are not the reason why. Not because of I am disrespectful. I just do not want to do this anymore because it is fucking mentally exhausting to do. I am sick and tired of this. Of trying to justify my being, the reason why I am created the way I am created. I am not going to do that with you. I don't care who you are. Because the thing is, constantly justifying your existence is exhausting. It is emotionally exhausting, mentally exhausting, and all of the nonsense that are negatives. We do not need that here. We don't need it over here. I swear. Especially as a queer African, as an LGBTQIA plus individual from Nigeria, navigating religion, culture, and expectation is crazy. I am done with saying all of these things. Look at me on social media. People I don't even know constantly wants me to explain myself to them. I'm not doing that. Why do you have Igbo in your name? in your videos? Must the Igbo be mentioned? A lot of you forget that a lot of people from Nigeria, be it Igbo people, every tribe in Nigeria, some of you are thieves, wife beaters. You do all the nonsense. You abuse and molest children. You are a scammer. You don't think about all of this. It's us, LGBTQIA plus individuals, that you want to do your higa and haga with. Go and have several seats and stay in your lane. I got to a point where I just noticed a shift in me. That is when I stopped explaining. And that is when I stopped debating my humanity. And you should not debate your humanity with anybody. You rather not say anything to them than debate your humanity with them. Because you will be exhausted doing this. It will do you no good at all. You know what I was just thinking? Let me go on a tangent again. I was in the car today when we were going to the lake and I was talking to my man. My man was explaining something that is really, really important. All of a sudden, I remember this particular story somebody told us a few years ago of their uncle having problems with their manhood because they were not married. They don't want to be with a woman. And in that situation, something happened that someone knows this uncle that have seen something. Their manhood works. Okay? But they believe that he's not getting married to a woman and this was the reason why. The man is gay. This was what was told. I was told this. I couldn't verify because I wasn't there, but this was the story I was told. But the man is gay. People try as much as possible to come up with solutions and things to say to avoid answering questions and explaining themselves. And I did this myself. I went on a period where I told my brother that I had this girlfriend. And I told my brother that this girlfriend's name is Kimberly. I might have mentioned this on this podcast. I can't remember the episode where I mentioned this. I ran with this, but I was lying. The reason why I did this was because I did not want to be explaining myself. It became so tiring for me to be doing. Because constantly lying and not being yourself and trying to evade questions like people trying to introduce you to women can be crazy. And that was what I did until they found out. But that's their problem. Because when you grow up in environments where identity is where your identity is questioned, you become very good at explaining. And this is what I became. I perfected the things I need to say, how I need to say them, how to break them down for nobody to suspect my sexuality, how I acted and every of these things. And what I noticed happened to me is even now somehow I do a little bit of it on the internet, on TikTok live stream. I keep explaining why I'm gay somehow, not to stupid people, but for some people who don't really understand and they want to know, I make a time to do this. But it is not something that I really want to do. But some people deserve to know if they don't really understand that people are born gay. Some people genuinely do not know and they are not disrespectful and they want to know. In situations like that, I don't really care explaining, but it can be exhausting as well. And the thing is that you will keep explaining if you haven't stopped why you are queer, why it is not a phase, why it is not a Western influence, why it is not a rebellion, why it is not a spiritual attack. And what you do constantly is you gather these arguments, you research things, you research all of these things, you memorize history, you prepare interrogation, and all of these things you're doing to be able to speak to people that are crazy, that are telling you that God said you should go to hell. All of these things and explaining can be mentally exhausting. And I got to a point where I said, do I want to be doing this every day? No, I have picked and choose when I need to do this. And I refuse, as I said earlier, to explain myself ever. But this is the thing. The problem here is that people who are committed to misunderstanding you, they are not looking for clarity, which means Whether you gather all of this information, you gather, you explain why you are queer, you explain why it is not a phase, you explain why that it's not a Western influence, that it is not a spiritual attack, it is not a rebellion. You gather all the arguments, you research even theology, you read history, you do everything, you prepare your questions and your answers and everything. A lot of these people who come to you by way of trying to prove you wrong, by way of trying to not understand you, who are not looking for clarity, will never, ever understand you, because what they are committed to doing is misunderstand you and prove you wrong. And this is the reason why I got to a point where I said to myself that I will never, ever continue to explain myself to anybody. No, no. No and no. They are looking for confirmation of their bias. They are not looking for explanation. No matter what you do, no explanation will satisfy somebody who doesn't want to understand you. Because once this person or whoever it is that is speaking to you have committed themselves to not understanding you and they are biased, no matter what you explain, you can explain from Kano to Abuja, from Lagos to London, they will still not want to understand you. So what do? You preserve your energy, your peace of mind, your mental well-being, and you protect yourself and keep boundaries and distance. And if you are on a live stream or on social media, you either block them, you don't engage with them, or you ignore. Why do we always feel compelled to justify who we are as LGBTQIA plus individuals? I will try to the best of my ability what I think this is, and why we try as much as possible to explain and justify sometimes. Not in most cases, but we do sometimes. We explain because we want connection. We explain because we want approval. We explain because we still hope. You say to yourself, if I say it the right way, they will finally accept me. There is nothing wrong with that. That is you being human. We are human beings. We have blood running through our veins. We have emotions. We have ups and downs and things like this. But the thing you need to understand is that acceptance that depends on perfect articulation and you being a perfect person and things like this, it's not acceptance. It is performance. Any acceptance that depends on you being perfect in the way you present yourself, the way you act, and the way you articulate yourself and things like this, is not acceptance. It is performance. And I refuse to perform for any human being at all. I refuse to perform. It is performance. Why do I want to perform? Why do I want to keep up appearance? Why do I want to constantly trying to be who I am not for you to accept me? And the truth of the matter is that performance is exhausting. It is mentally, emotionally, and physically exhausting. And this is something that I preach all the time. LGBTQIA plus individuals should try as much as possible to never, ever, ever perform, to never, ever try to justify anything to anybody, to never, ever try to explain. I do not know it all, but I try as much as possible to articulate what I think I understand and how I understand it. Because I don't know everything. I learn every day. But if you are trying to perform for people to love you, that is not somewhere you want to be. That is not the environment you want to see yourself in, because that environment will drain you and you will not be good for it. There is a massive cultural pressure to defend ourselves, especially we queer people, we LGBTQIA plus individuals of African descent from Africa, we LGBTQIA plus individuals that are Black. There is a massive cultural pressure to defend ourselves all the time. Because the truth of the matter is that in many African families, hierarchy matters immensely. It matters a lot. Because your elders will ask you questions, even when it's none of their businesses. They will be all up in your business. They will be all up in your life, trying to tell you what to do, asking you unnecessary questions. They are nosy as fuck. And the thing is that when this happens, you have to answer. You have to answer. And what would the answer be? Sometimes we don't really have all the answers because we've been raised that we need to respect our elders, and then you won't speak your mind the way you're supposed to speak your mind. You will be very wary of the things you want to say and how you speak to them because you don't want to come across as disrespectful, and you don't want them to start guilt-tripping you and start ganging up on you, especially if you are in a vulnerable situation. And the thing is, in this situation, religious leaders challenge as well. That is why you see a lot of these religious leaders who are Higgia and Haga, who think that they are God sent to mankind, who use all the advantages and all the power they have in brainwashing people and doing all of the nonsense. And what do you do when religious leaders challenge you and say that you're gay and you're going to go to hell? What do you do? You try to defend yourself. There is this unspoken expectation that you justification. Because you have to always justify yourself without actually even knowing it yourself. Subconsciously, you're trying to explain who you are. You're trying to justify who you are to people who don't really deserve you. Who, no matter what you explain to them, anyway, they will think that you are evil. But the truth of the matter is, all of these things, you becoming an adult, changes all of it. Especially if you become an adult that has some form of power and are able to take care of yourself, you will be able to change some of these things if you have the financial capacity and independence to do this as an adult. Because even some adults are still not able to do this and live their life the way I am living mine right now. Because what happens in this situation when you become an adult is you are not required to litigate your identity at every family gathering. I don't do that anymore. I don't have to come in front of all of you to sit like I'm in a courtroom to explain who I am, to argue with you, to prove my worth, to get your approval, your permission, and your acceptance. I am not doing that anymore. I want something to be extremely clear in this situation. Respect does not require self-erasure. Respect does not require you to not be who you are anymore. Something happened today. I was talking to my man while we were at the restaurant at the beach. I'm going on a tangent here, but it makes sense actually in this conversation. And he was talking about his auntie and his uncle. Something came up about them. I became really, really emotional what I was trying to say to him. And I'm speaking about this as well. Now I feel like I want to cry as well. But the cry is because I was saying to him, oh, you're lucky. You're lucky your uncle, which is his mother's brother, supports him, his wife, his cousins. They just support him. They are not judgmental. They know he's gay and they are okay with that. I remember having a conversation with the auntie when I told her that some of my relatives don't speak to me anymore. She was so, so shocked for me. The way she hugged me and tried to comfort me. I was speaking to him. I said, you're lucky. And the reason why I was saying that was because of a conversation about the auntie, something private that I don't want to talk about here. I was trying to cry, not because of I want my family back, but I was trying to cry because of the young child that I was that never had any support. That 18-year-old boy who knew he was gay, but with no support. That adult that came out and everybody that I thought would love me forever stopped loving me. It was a grief I realized I never had, because I have grief every day. I grieved all of the things that has happened to me in regards to me being a homosexual, and I move on. I realized that part of me thinking about that I haven't really, really grieved it. And I did that quickly. I went and grabbed the tissue. I didn't really like cry, but I just grabbed the tissue and just wiped my eyes. And that was it. And I'm happy that I'm able to get to that point where I understand what has happened and how it has happened to me. And I've moved on. There are so many things I used to cry about when it happens that I no longer cry about, because there is no reason for that anymore. I have mourned those people, despite the fact that some of them are still alive. But I treated it like death for me to be able to move on. I treated it like they are no longer here. Don't get me wrong. I still think about them because I love them. But I love them from afar because I have clarity. I have boundaries. I'm emotionally mature to an extent. I'm not perfect. That's not what I'm saying here. I'm not perfect, but I am doing well in that respect. What I always advocate all the time as a queer person, as an LGBTQIA plus individual, is to seek therapy if you can afford it. Speak to a counselor. Speak to someone elderly that means well, that understands you if you don't have the money, who can give you the right advice and the right tools for you to navigate life. I will tell you this. It is not fucking easy if you are not strong. I was on TikTok Live yesterday. I haven't been in a while. And I had about 120 people at the time. And about 90 of them were like raining insults on me. It got to a point where I said to them, a lot of you forget that I'm a human being. A lot of you who insult me here, if you take 1% of the insults I take every day, you may go crazy or stop being on social media or be depressed all your life, or you will be crying every day. You forget that you're speaking to a human being, that I'm a human being. I have blood running through my veins. I have emotions and things like this. And they don't understand this. And one of them kept saying something that was so personal and then attacking other people because they were attacking other people and wishing them death as well. I blocked them. I'm just saying all this to say that you have to learn how to live your life regardless of whatever it is that is happening when it comes to your sexual orientation. I'm not saying it is easy, but I'm going to say this here. This podcast, even if it helps just one young person, just one person, whatever it is that I'm talking about here, helps one person. That is enough. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not perfect. I don't know if I'm doing anything right, but I'm trying my best. There is somebody that I was always helping with organizing things all the time. And they will call me every time I will do this and do that. As soon as they found out that I'm gay, they haven't spoken to me since. They'd rather not have that help from me. Maybe they found somebody else that is doing it for them, but they stopped speaking to me. Did I bother to ask them why? Absolutely not. Did I call them back again? No. Did I know the reason why they stopped communicating? Yes. Did I know when it happened? Absolutely. I know the post they saw before they started misbehaving. And that is something that I have decided to move on with in my life. Those are the consequences of me being a homosexual. And those consequences have a lot of positives. Because I have been able to get rid of people who are not even supposed to be in my life in the first place, who are performing that they love me, but they did not really love me. There is power in silence. And that silence I'm talking about is a massive strength. There is a massive strength in selective silence. And I'm not talking about silence rooted in fear. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about silence rooted in clarity. When you are speaking to people that are being higgy and haga and homophobic to you, what you need to say to them is things like, this is who I am. And who I am is who I am, and nothing is going to change that. And once you say that, I need you to stop there. You don't need to ever explain yourself. You don't need to go ahead to speak as if you are trying to defend a doctorate dissertation. You don't need to do that. You don't need to debate. No fucking debate. No emotional labor. You don't have to convince everyone about your sexuality, about you being a human being, about your existence. You don't need to do that. You, as yourself, all you need to do for yourself is to be aligned with yourself. That's all you need to do. Know yourself, trust yourself, be confident in who you are, have peace of mind. Just be aligned with yourself. Clarity. And I have gotten to that place. This is why all the insults on TikTok, on Instagram, and all of the places that they come with their madness never shakes me. I am peaceful here. I am not trying to over-explain. I am not seeking for permission. I am not seeking for validation, approval, or anything. I am not going to do any emotional labor for anybody. A lot of things changed when I stopped explaining myself too much. Because when you stop over-explaining, something massively shifts within you. You start to feel extremely steady and solid. You argue less. You observe more. I do this a lot. My mom laughs. I said to my mom that I observe. This is not a skill I had as a child. I developed this over time as a gay person. I observe more. I conserve and save my energy. And the thing is, once you stop to ever explain, you begin to see who is genuinely curious and who is just provocative. I was saying this earlier. I know people who genuinely are curious, who mean well when they ask me questions, and people who just want to prove me wrong, who are provocative and disrespectful. And this is what happens when you have clarity. And once you know all of these things, you will invest accordingly. And that investment accordingly means you investing in your peace. Your peace will increase. Your anxiety will decrease. And all of this will happen not just because of the word change. The word did not change. They happen because you created boundaries. You discarded people who are crazy in your life. Your boundary is what is doing the job. A lot of us LGBTQIA plus individuals do not understand the power of creating boundaries. If you really, really understand the power of creating boundaries, it will do you a lot of good. In the last episode, I said this, you creating boundary and cutting off certain people permanently in your life and not speaking to them doesn't mean you are a bad person. It doesn't make you an evil person. It tells that you have clarity. And you are emotionally mature. I remember having a conversation with a friend of mine about not over-explaining myself and things like this. And he was like, maybe you should do sometimes. And I started giving him the reasons why I wouldn't. It just means that sometimes you just have to talk about it and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. Because not explaining doesn't mean isolation. Doesn't mean that you are isolated and things like this, because there is a difference between refusing unnecessary debate and isolating yourself. Healthy conversation is different from interrogation. If someone approaches you with respect, curiosity, and empathy, that is dialogue. If someone approaches you with accusation, mockery or superiority, that is not dialogue. Because whether you like it or not, discernment matters. You don't owe everyone access to your vulnerability. Because a lot of us queer people just give people access unnecessarily. You do not owe every fucking body access to your vulnerability. You don't. I want all of us to think and ask ourselves a lot of questions. And one of those questions I would want you to ask yourself is, if you feel like you are constantly on trial, what you need to do, this is really not a question. This is a saying, actually, not a question. If you feel like you are constantly on trial, I need you to pause. And then now, here is the question. Ask yourself this. Who benefits from this nonsense? Who benefits from this dynamic? You have the right and you are allowed to say to every crusty, dusty individual who is good for nothing, who thinks that they know better, that I don't need to justify that. You can say that. And once you learn how to say this, you are free. That particular sentence means freedom. Saying that I don't have to justify myself, that is freedom. That is clarity. That is powerful. That is you having some form of power and control in your life, the way you deal with some of these homophobic, good-for-nothing, crusty, dusty individuals who try to make us justify our existence all the fucking time. I am going to end this by saying to each and every one of us who is LGBTQIA plus individuals, you need to protect your energy, protect your peace of mind, protect your clarity, protect everything around you that needs to be protected emotionally, mentally, and otherwise. And I want you to always remember this. Carry this with you all the time. You can write it down if you want and paste it on a wall somewhere. Your existence is not a debate. It is not a topic of debate. Your existence is not a topic of debate. That is something I want you to know. You should understand that you are powerful. You are the light. You are amazing. You are fabulous. And you were put into this world for a reason. And never, ever let any crusty, dusty human being tell you any other thing. Always believe in yourself. Always fucking love yourself. Always take care of yourself. You can create boundaries if people are higgy and haggy towards you. I am going to stop here. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for joining the Movement for Visibility, Truth and Representation. I have been Charles. This has been Igbo Queer and Unfiltered Podcast. Love will always lead the way. Love is love. We are the light. Have a wonderful time. I will see you in the next episode.